Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Diane Lewis. She is an educator, entrepreneur, and philanthropist committed to helping students to reach their highest potential. She began tutoring a friend's daughter and within 1 year had 21 students from referrals. The best part was that she loved her students as they poured laughter and joy into her heart. Tutoring quickly became Diane's passion and life's purpose. She founded A+ In-Home Tutors in 2003 to promote educational awareness and customized learning for students of all backgrounds and levels. The organization has grown to be one of the leading tutoring vendors in many charter schools and community partners throughout California. In 2021, Diane launched Firefly Tutors, presented by A+ In-Home Tutors. She is now the founder and CEO and continues to expand her tutoring services with the goal of more positively impacting greater numbers of students in all 50 states. In this episode, we talk about how the majority of students thrive in homeschool because peer pressure gets eliminated in this environment. How parents can gain fresh ideas on how to approach learning from a tutor. And lastly, how homeschool presents a white canvas for students to illustrate their personality and learning style in full color. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Diane has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest, and can you tell us a fun fact, maybe like a method that you guys use at Firefly Tutors that maybe you just don't know about?
Hi, everyone. It's so good to meet all of you. And thanks, Bex. I appreciate you having us on your show. You're an amazing host. So one of the unique things we do is we customize learning for all students. And here's just a simple way to explain what I mean. If a student is struggling with reading comprehension, we will find new ways for them to learn. So reading comprehension is so important for any grade level because it's the foundation to all learning. So what we have a student do is start to read aloud. And after each short paragraph, we ask them to stop, give them just 5 seconds to draw a stick figure of anything they remember. There's no right or wrong. Just have them draw and then keep reading, drawing. They end up with a comic strip and kids giggle, they laugh when they're drawing and putting down whatever they visualize. So basically they're using a lot of senses with this process. So they see the words, they hear the words, then they will go ahead and speak the words. Of course, I forgot that. So really they see the words, speak the words, hear the words. And then as they draw it with their pen or pencil, they have to visualize it in their brain, almost like a movie, in order to draw it. So it's a very dynamic way for students to gain that insight on what they're reading. Even if they don't know all the words, they're really taking in a whole lot. And this is something that parents can duplicate. It works at all grade levels with any kind of reading, fiction or nonfiction.
That is amazing because, Diane, I used to struggle with reading comprehension because I couldn't visualize it. I had a very hard time visualizing it as I was reading, but had someone given my mom that little technique as I was growing up, because she used to always teach me. And I also heard in the past someone say that we don't think in words. We think like in movie clips. We literally think in pictures and slight movie clips. So the fact that you said they come out with a comic strip, like a little movie clip, that makes 100% sense. And I guess that's why you guys are so successful. I mean, Firefly Tutors, of course. Tell us more about Firefly Tutors, how you got started, because obviously you guys know what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, I've been inspired by my own father, Morris Cutler, who was a pioneer in education in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And he created whole learning programs, you know, curriculum, basically all over the state of California. His concepts were adopted by the state, as well as in the countries of Afghanistan and Kenya. In fact, I wrote my father's memoir. It's a great read. It's an inspirational memoir of my dad and his illustrious career. And my goal is to inspire others to do something great with their lives. doesn't have to be in education, but my dad affected millions and has created generational change through his programs that have lived on through war and revolution. And his work is still being regenerated today by the U.S. State Department.
Oh my gosh, all I'm hearing is legacy, legacy, legacy. And that's actually something that's part of the knit of homeschooling as well. And to be able to be part of that, to actually share your life in that way with families, you might not say it, but the truth is it's a lot of those things are in our being, right? It's just who we are after a while. So it's virtually impossible not to pass legacy, legacy, legacy on. Oh my God, that's amazing. Education war. Warrior. So I personally love the word warrior. And here's why, I'll tell you. So my maiden last name was Martinez. It means son of a warrior. So Martin, Martin means warrior. So every time I see the word warrior, I get such a connection to it. Like I just feel so drawn to things that have the word warrior in it. And for me, it's the fabric of who I am. I always feel like I'm a warrior in the things that I do as well. So I love that. Oh my gosh. So how did you come up with the name Firefly? I'm from the East Coast and I know how beautiful fireflies are and just the magic that they bring when you just stare out into the dark and you see each one going ting 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 ting. It looks like a nature's fireworks, you know.
Yes, so. That's so true. And we like phrases that worked with the name Firefly Tutors, like illuminate your potential and you know, light up, you know, helping students light up to reach their full potential, things like that. And so really our website designers came up with the name.
I love it. And so you were talking about multi-sensory learning and that I am so for that. Like I'm 100% agreement with it. I do believe that we're multifaceted, multi-dimensional, like just, you know, being like, that's how we were created, right? Like we touch, we feel, we see, we speak, all those things. And so how does your tutoring bring that into the education portion, and how do you guys bring that out, the multi-sensory?
We can do anything parents want. So we're all about parent choice and supporting what they want for their child. We can do traditional book learning. And if that's what they want, we can certainly provide that. But so many homeschool families want something different. And that's why they choose homeschool. And so based on the students' hobbies and interests, our tutors are so talented. They will come up with all sorts of projects that can help the student apply what they're learning in their book so that they can actually create something. A simple example would be, I know we just worked with a family and their two twins, fourth graders, they're really into physics and chemistry and all these science-related projects. And they had done some simple experiments at first, but then I suggested to the mom, if I helped her find on Amazon, this build your own robot. I mean, it has hundreds and hundreds of pieces to it, but the children are learning about physics and magnetism and electronics. And, you know, it's STEM, it's the science, the technology, the engineering and the math all put together. And they're just building this remote control robot that stands about 3 feet high and they're super excited. And, you know, these kids are applying what they're learning in the book.
I love that. And application is so important. Like to be able to transfer that skill in life is so vital for us to actually move, grow, and develop. I am a public school teacher, and I know that that is not exactly one of the things that is taught in that setting. It's more like, here's the work. Tell me what I just finished saying. And, you know, it's easy to memorize. I mean, it is, you know, some people don't have a great memory, but truth be told, the night before, or you can sit there and like, oh, you know what I mean? Regurgitate it out really fast. And I remember doing that. Oh my gosh. I remember trying to memorize. I remember my biochemistry test. The test is coming down, like literally coming down. I'm like, I yell out to somebody, give me an acronym. Because I needed an acronym. I lived off of mnemonic devices and acronyms because I had to memorize the information versus make it part of me where I understood it. So it didn't matter where or what I was doing, I was able to apply it. And that is really education, the application of the information that you're learning. And I love the fact that you just said that. Also, as I was reading a lot of the things that you were talking about, I had asked in one of my questions, like learning challenges. And I love the way you rephrased your answer, because you said students' uniqueness, and you emphasize that they are whole and wonderful, and kind of checked me. I was like, oh, she's right. You know, I'm like, not that I don't think it, but a lot of times when we talk about the learning differences, again, it's so ingrained in us that sometimes we don't even realize how deep it really goes. That understanding of, oh, but this is how you learn. And if you don't learn like this, then you have a challenge. But do they really, right? They're just unique in the way they learn. They learn differently. And I love the fact that you work on their strengths, right? So is that something that you require of your tutors?
Yes, we really coach our tutors with each student we match them with. Our education consultants who talk to each parent, they are all credentialed teachers who want to work beyond the classroom now. And I'm so grateful to have them on the Firefly Tutors team, because they are experts at education and they know the right questions to ask so that we can truly meet the needs of that student based on the parent's desire, because every parent has their own intentions for their child. We want to honor that. And yet we look at each student as an individual and see where they shine, where they struggle. We'll fill in those gaps, but in a way that helps them feel like they're accomplishing something. They're not going to struggle. We're going to hold their hand through it. We're going to find a new way for them to learn. And for instance, math is probably one of the highest requested subjects for tutoring, you know, at any grade level. Math is definitely something that people need for tutoring. And so we might find, for an example, if they're struggling with decimals and percentages and that area of math, usually just before the pre-algebra stage, a lot of students don't even know how to go to the store and they see 10% off, 20% off. What does that really mean? How much are they really going to pay? And so little examples like that, helping them apply it to their real life shopping habit, or putting them on a budget. Hey, let's work with this amount of money. What are you going to buy for it? How are you going to allocate what you spend each week using this money? And yet if you run out, that's it, you're done. And so helping students really understand finances along with math. Why do we learn these skills? It's because we need them for real life. Even algebra, so many of us, we think, gosh, I'm never going to use algebra in real life, but yet we do, because algebra teaches us to think outside the lines, think outside the box, and come up with other solutions. And so I think that's the bonus of learning algebra.
I love how you just pulled that out, because that is a skill. And it's so funny you mentioned that. And financial literacy is huge. Today, I was talking with my husband and I kind of made a little bit of a mistake in our finances. And as I was walking out, I'm thinking, man, I just wish I would have learned, you know, like budget when I was younger. Like I just really, really do. Because as an adult, it actually is quite difficult to reverse that way of thinking. Although I'm very open to it, I really don't have a lot of great tools for it. You know what I mean? Like, so he and I are going to sit down and kind of like just work those things out. And I'm so thankful that my husband is, he's just really understanding. I'm just so thankful. But these are skills that we really, they don't teach us that in school, you know? And I was talking with another person earlier and talking to her about that as well. And she homeschools her kids, and I was like, man, it's learning is everywhere. And if I could have learned when I was younger how to go to the store, know how to purchase these things, know what to buy, know, get a budget to go for it, I probably would have grown up with a lot more financial wealth than I do now. And that's the whole thing. And math does teach you to think. I tell my students that all the time. I'm like, if you can understand math, history becomes easier, science becomes easier. Even English will become easier, because the skills you're learning in math, the logic, the way of thinking of things, you can apply that to every subject. And it's so important. I'm so glad you said that.
Thank you. Yes. I really learned from my father early on that education should be about teaching students to think and discover and then create. what they're learning. So that's really about applied knowledge. And I know I grew up with, I definitely went to public school until I moved overseas, but my parents never worried about taking me out of school to travel because I was learning so much going and seeking other lands and learning about people in other countries and really recognizing how lavish we live here in the United States. We have so much here. And yes, we pay taxes, but you know what? We have paved roads, we have libraries, we have fire and police service, and so many other benefits that I've lived in countries where they have nothing, no infrastructure. And I've learned to appreciate how much we are given here in America. And even the right to homeschool is really a luxury in America today.
Yeah, I was thinking about literally just that what you're talking about, how even the poorest person here, I mean, I live in California, right? I live in San Diego, and there are some homeless people who have telephones, who have cell phones. You know, they have cell phones. I see them plugging their cell phone in at McDonald's, you know, on the outside, the plug, and they're on their cell phone. And I've seen these things, and I'm like, man, if that a homeless person was sent out to a country that people were truly poor and truly didn't know where their next meal was coming from, but yet they saw that these people were happy and appreciative, because a lot of people in other countries are. And that I do notice. When you go to another country, they are happy. They are joyous. They don't have that mindset of like, I deserve. They are just so thankful for today. And it's really beautiful. And I do believe as Americans, sometimes we can learn from that. And we should be so very appreciative, thankful, grateful that we were born here.
Yeah.
We were born here. In all respects, I 100% agree. Yeah.
I wanted to add, I agree with everything you're saying, Bex, and I wanted to add that I learned from my parents' example that people are more important than things and tasks. Yes, we have to do lots of things to keep everything in order, but you know what? People are more important than things.
I love that. Diane, it's been awesome just spending time with you. As we're wrapping up, what's the call to action? Where can people connect with you? Where can people find you? Email, phone number, website?
Yeah, so we're at fireflytutors.com and our toll-free number is 888-505-5930. And we look forward to getting to know you, hearing about your students and how we can help you. And also, this has been such a thrill for me, Bex. You're such a great host and I love your platform. You're supporting homeschool parents and their families. And there's such a rise in homeschool and we definitely support homeschool families. So we look forward to working with anyone who wants a tutor, and we are approved vendors for 38 different schools and school districts within the state of California. So chances are, if you're with a homeschool program, we can support you using your funds.
Awesome. And will you still be honoring if they say my name, Bex Buzzy? You'll get them $25 off their first lesson?
Yes, $25 off if you mention Bex Buzzy or the Homeschool Advantage, definitely.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, you guys hear that? Mention my name. It's worth $25. I mean, so that's fantastic. So what is one big takeaway you would like to leave with families today from our conversation?
Wow, there's so much. You know, I think more than anything, a lot of parents have expressed to us how much they learn from their tutor. So when we have a tutor come to your home, especially, or even online, whichever you prefer, because we can offer in-home, online, or pod tutoring if you want to create a pod. But we ask that the parents sit in a more of an adjacent room where they can still hear and listen in, but your child can't see you. And a lot of parents say they gain a whole new fresh idea, you know, like just a whole new ways of approaching learning with their child based on how the tutor approaches learning or opens up conversations with them or directs them toward how they're going to learn something. And I think that's very eye-opening for parents because sometimes we just have our own way of thinking, So a tutor will help you gain a whole fresh lens and perspective on how you can educate your child, because you're their primary teacher and the tutor can come in as often as you need them to. But ultimately, we know you are the main teacher for your child, and we just want to enhance and help that movement go forward so that your child is really reaching their highest potential.
Oh, that's fantastic. Diane, it's been awesome hanging with you. And guys, hit up fireflytutors.com where your kid will get illuminated learning.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.